For NPR's Kitchen Window, this is Bonnie Wolf. Kevin Weeks is a personal chef in Knoxville, Tennessee. He also teaches cooking classes and blogs at Seriously Good. He has written about sandwiches for Kitchen Window Online and joins me today. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Bonnie. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, excellent.
So you've written a story about sandwiches. And
oh, yeah. They are so underappreciated.
Do you think so? I think that they've become sort of trendy.
I think people tend to take them for granted and don't realize what a wonderful meal they are.
Well, you have a rather broad definition of sandwich.
Well, that's true.
How would you define a sandwich?
A sandwich needs to be something you can eat with your hands. And the other is it needs to be enclosed in some sort of bread. And that bread can be sliced bread, or it can be a pastry, such as in the case of a Cornish pasty or a calzone or an empanada.
Well, let's talk first about the traditional sandwich,
okay.
Which is, in your piece for Kitchen Window, you say that the bread is very important and that people often, you come to the bread as kind of an afterthought.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely essential. I discovered the importance of bread when I started making my own pizza dough, and it just totally changed the character of the pizza. And so about the same time, I started also making bread and found that it really changed the character of my sandwiches.
Now, do I have to make my own bread to have a decent sandwich?
Well, you don't have to. I mean, I enjoy baking bread, and so I don't mind doing it. But these days, you can find good bread at certainly at the specialty bakers. And most towns now have a dedicated bakery somewhere.
Now, do you have any guidance on when to use white bread, when to use whole wheat bread, rye bread?
Not particularly. I do like the traditions. I like rye bread with ham, but I like a rye grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, that sounds good. How do you make a really good grilled cheese sandwich?
Well, first off, my favorite bread for grilled cheese is James Beard's sourdough white, because it has a very open sort of crumb, and yet it's dense enough to do well on a grill. Then you butter both sides of it, put one side down, butter side down, in a cold cast iron skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Put several slices, and I like the Grafton cheddar cheese.
That's Vermont,
right?
Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
Several slices of that, about 3/8 of an inch thick.
Ooh.
And then top it with the other slice of bread, and turn the heat to medium low.
Okay.
And cook it until the bottom is brown, and that'll take you about 5 to 6 to 7 minutes, depending. And during that time, and this is a great thing about that particular bread, is because of the open crumb, the cheese soaks down into the bread.
Mm.
And then you flip it over, and the cheese soaks down into the bread while you brown off the other side, and you get this, oh, it's an amazingly good grilled cheese sandwich with cheese just distributed throughout it, hot melted cheese. Mm.
It sounds fabulous. I'm drooling. Well, let's go to some of the other things that you include in your sandwich definitions. You mentioned Cornish pasties. Tell us a little bit about that.
One of my absolute favorites. Traditionally, they were made in Cornwall in England for the miners. A pasty is a turnover type thing. It's made with a pastry crust, and it's filled with meat and potatoes and whatever else you might have around. And then they're baked, and the idea was they carry this, wrapped in a handkerchief, they carry this pasty down into the mines with them. And then during their lunch break, they open it up, they can eat the pasty, holding on to one corner of it to avoid getting coal dust on the rest of it. And they get to the very end, and they've got this one dirty corner of pasty left, and they discard that.
And yeah. I've made them. They're not that hard.
No, they're not. They're wonderful both hot and cold, and so they make a great picnic food.
And an empanada is quite similar to a pasty.
Mm-hmm. A Spanish take on it, a Latin take on it.
What would be in a Spanish empanada? What would the filling be?
My favorite recipe uses pork.
Hmm.
But fish is also not unusual on feast days.
Really? Calzone is yet another sort of version of...
Well, a calzone is essentially a pizza folded in half and sealed. So, again, it looks like a turnover. It's usually made with pizza dough, which is a risen dough. And you fill it with the sorts of things you would ordinarily put on a pizza and seal it over and then bake it. And again, it's a great one-handed sort of meal.
What are some of your other favorite sandwiches encased in pastry or in bread?
Probably my absolute favorite sandwich is a good Reuben.
And how do you make a Reuben?
You've got to have a good rye bread. This is one where I frequently make my own bread. I like very thinly sliced corned beef, piled high. The common condiment on a Reuben is Thousand Island dressing, and I make my own sort of version of that. It's slightly sweet, which stands it very nicely against the tartness of the sauerkraut, which also goes on a Reuben.
What gives the dressing the sweetness? Pickles?
Pickles, right, and a little bit of ketchup.
Huh, okay.
And then you brush it with, spread it with butter, and again, grill it like you would a grilled cheese. Oh, and I also usually add a good Swiss to it, something like a Jarlsberg.
And you cook it the same way you would your grilled cheese sandwich?
Exactly.
Wow. How often do you eat a sandwich?
Oh, I eat at least a couple of sandwiches a week, and they're often for supper.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they're substantial sandwiches. And you think about it, you've got some sort of vegetable in there usually. It could be lettuce, tomatoes, sauerkraut, pickles. You've got bread, which is a carbohydrate. There's usually some sort of protein in the form of meat and cheese. You've got dairy and the cheese. I mean, it's really a complete meal in one very neat package.
Well, Kevin, this has been very illuminating and very enticing, and I thank you so much.
Sure. Go make a sandwich.